Episode 715, A Christmas Miracle. Merry Christmas! This is Christiane Wargo, and you're listening to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. It is amazing that finally the time has come, the anticipation, everything that we've worked so hard for, all the hurry and the scurrying around, the list that we're making and checking twice, and maybe those last few minute runs. Today is the day I think about a Christmas miracle, because a Christmas miracle happened to me today. All the presents have been wrapped, the turkey completely cooked, actually waiting for me to go eat it here in a few minutes, Christmas Eve service attended, and it all happened before 7 o'clock p.m. Oh my goodness, the world is coming to an end. At least that's what I thought, because never has this happened before in my lifetime. The only thing left to do is a chat with you. As much as I thought this was a Christmas miracle, there was one miracle that preceded all of mine and even yours. A Christmas miracle given to us as a gift filled with eternal life, opportunities for us to see the world, in a different light as he sees it. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, and the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." This sign is for you. You see, I thought I had that sign, that Christmas miracle. Everything was taken care of. The turkey cooked, our Christmas Eve service, spending time together as a family. My daughter even didn't have to work all day in the hospital. Unexpected blessings. But you see, the biggest unexpected blessing came the very first Christmas night, the very first Christmas miracle, the birth of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's hard to imagine that sometimes we go through figuring and worrying about more of our schedules, and it takes time off. Sometimes a scheduled time off for us to realize and understand the real importance, the real reason of the season. You don't have to wait for a New Year's resolution to come. God gives you a Christmas miracle every day. It's up to you how and if you want to accept it. Carry Christmas in your heart this season. Remember, seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. From my family to yours, may your Christmas be filled with magic and love and wonder. Joy to the world, and Merry Christmas. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.